Homecoming, a wonderful time. Sometimes. We have two scriptures here that were homecomings. We have Jacob. Remember the story of Jacob and Esau? How Jacob stole Esau's birthright, and then his mother had him sent off back to the homeland of her brother to find a wife. And there he worked hard for many years and prospered, and his family grew. I mean, it really grew, because he ended up with two wives and two concubines. So, I mean, he was really prosperous. And so he started back home with all these wives, all of these children, and all of the flocks that he had earned while he was away. And the closer he got to home, the more worried he became. I mean, he was excited to go home. God told him to go home and he would be blessed. But when he started getting into that homecoming experience, he kind of remembered the circumstances under which he left. He'd cheated his brother. Now, I'm not too sure I want to go home. What about my brother? Test this out. So Jacob came up with this scheme. Well, I'm gonna send some people with gifts. Yeah, we all like gifts, right? So I'm gonna send some people out with gifts ahead of me, and I'm gonna offer these gifts to my brother, and then depending on how he reacts, I'll know what to expect on my homecoming. And so he sent some of his servants out with wonderful gifts. And they finally found Esau, and they went back and reported that Esau was coming to greet him with many men. I forget the exact number. And that really shook Jacob up. He figured, I'm going to get it now. I cheated this guy out of his birthright. Left town, here I have God telling me to go back, now I'm going to get into trouble. And so he decided, well, you know, if I'm going to lose the people I love, I'm going to put them in groups so maybe I don't lose them all. So he had everybody in groups and waves to meet his brother. But in spite of his fears, when he and his brother finally met, there wasn't a clash. There wasn't warfare. His brother had been blessed also by God. His brother had plenty of wives, plenty of children, plenty of sheep and cattle. He didn't need those of his brother. He was just glad to see this brother he had not seen in so many years. That's a good thing about homecomings. It's good and it's bad. I mean, we think about a homecoming, but we go back and you say, well, I remember when I was there, I did this foolish thing, and I wonder if people are going to remember that. I remember going back to a church after 20-some years to preach a homecoming. And, you know, I thought how young and foolish I was in those days. And in my mind, they're going to remember all that. They didn't remember that stuff. They were just glad to see me. And that's a good thing about homecoming. The things that we're reminded of because of the mistakes we made, or maybe even sins we committed, in time people forgive. And they go beyond those things and they're glad to see us. Even Jesus didn't have such a great day at his homecoming in Nazareth. He walked into the synagogue. It was his practice to go there. Grew up in the synagogue as a child. Had been preaching around and had great renown in the villages around there in the synagogues and when he preached. So he went back home and went into the synagogue, and they honored him by taking out the scroll of Isaiah and presenting it to him. And he read from Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." And all of the wonderful good news that is shared in that passage that Troy read for us. But immediately following that, And people started talking. Isn't this Jesus? You know, Mary and Joseph's son? I mean, don't we know it's brothers and sisters? You know, the conversations might have gone on. Wasn't this the little kid running around town here? You know, his family, yeah, you know, his dad was just a carpenter. And he's standing up there now reading the scripture to us and saying, in your hearing, this scripture has been fulfilled. And they got angry. Now, most of the time when we gather for homecomings, we don't have such a hard time. But it's hard for some people. Sometimes it's hard for people who've lost a loved one recently or within the past year to go to that first homecoming after their loved one has died. It's a little difficult to go and face the people who they are afraid will be asking about them and how they've been. You know, you'd think that was a good thing, but sometimes that's a hard thing. Homecomings are not easy for people who've been away for a while for one reason or another, and see homecoming as an opportunity to come back and get re-involved in the life of the church. They're wondering if there'll be people there to meet them and greet them and welcome them and not hold it against them that maybe they haven't been so active. Homecomings are sort of bittersweet. They're good things, but there can be difficult times for some. Not long ago, as I've already shared with some of you, I had the privilege of going down to Centenary Church for a homecoming. Now, this is a church on the road, I think Highway 130, between Roland and Fairmont in Robeson County. A church that's well over 100 years old. A pretty little country white church. Little white frame church with a little steeple. No air conditioning. Thank God that day it was cool and the ceiling fans were really blowing. But it was packed. People who had grown up in that rural community and had long since moved away had come back for this wonderful day of celebration. And they were there for one reason, because that church had been turned into a memorial. It's no longer an active United Methodist Church. It was 60, 70 years ago. But the church, the members, grew old. The community was not growing and thriving. They weren't reaching out, bringing in new members, new families. The membership dwindled down to a few old-timers that held on, and eventually they had to close the church as a worshiping mission community. But the members got together and talked with the conference and said, well, can we have the building? Can we keep the building up? Can we turn it into a memorial association? And like a lot of small country churches, you had the church and a cemetery right next to it. You've all seen those churches. And they took pride in that little white frame building, and they took pride in those graves in that cemetery, and they wanted to keep things going. And so this group pulled together and have kept this memorial going for the last 20 or so years. And every year there's a big crowd that gathers there, almost 200, over 200, in this tiny little church. But they're coming back to remember what the church and the community used to be. And it made me think, how many churches in our denomination, in all denominations, are churches that are just a few years away from being a memorial association? Because homecomings and celebrations are looking back at what the church used to be instead of what it is and what it can be. And the only future for this church was to be a memorial of a building and a cemetery of those who used to be there. And the growing number of elderly people who could remember that. You see, the idea behind a homecoming is that we come to celebrate the present. We come to celebrate what God is doing now in the life of the church. We come from many different places because our connection with the past, to remember the past, that's a good thing. I'm not against that. But to get together and celebrate what God is doing in our life right now. What God is doing in the lives of our friends who've come back to visit with us today. Our family members, to share with the people they grew up with. And to share the goodness of God that is happening in our lives today. That way this church and any other church doesn't have to become a memorial to a building and to a ministry of the past, but we take glory in today. A few years ago, I was out of town preaching in a church. I did that quite a lot for the last 15 years. And I was in this church, and this guy came up to me, balding. I was so shocked. He had a much better head of hair than I did years ago. And he said, "Do you remember me?" I was on the basketball team, and surely I remembered him. Went to Methodist College, couldn't forget him. I mean, he was one of the star players of the basketball team. And I remember him most of all because he dated the most gorgeous girl on campus, who was the head cheerleader and the homecoming queen and all that. I don't know why I remember that part, you know, more than his stardom, but I guess that's what my mind was on in those days. And he brought her up, and I realized that, you know, isn't this sad? Instead of this guy talking about what's great in his life today, he's going back 25 years and talking about the glory days of old, how it used to be, and how wonderful it was. You know, I asked him if he was married, because he was doing all this talking about his girlfriend from college days, and I thought, how sad that the glory days are in the past. Do you know people like that? Their glory days are yesterday. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, today's the day. Today's the day to celebrate. Because he's here today, just as he was that homecoming in Nazareth. Today is the day that he wants to bless you. Today is the day to celebrate what God is doing in your life. Today is a homecoming where we should be celebrating what God is doing in the life of this church and what we expect him to do for the future, so that people will be eager to come back in years to come to find out what is God doing at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. That's what homecomings are about when we're alive in Christ. That's what I hope will be the energy we share today with one another. Remember the past. Glory in the people you used to know that went here. But find out the good and glorious things that are happening in people's lives today as we share together. Because God wants us to experience glory now and glory in the future. Tuesday a week ago, a lot of people went to work as usual. A lot of tourists gathered in the World Trade Center. Business was going on as usual for the airlines and for the Pentagon. But were any of those people ready for the ultimate homecoming? To join the Lord. Paul says, whether we're here in the body and at home here, or at home with the Lord, we live for his glory. If a great tragedy was to befall us. The big question we should think about at homecoming is, are we ready to go home and be with the Lord? That gives glory to today until that day occurs. Praise be to God that we'll be home celebrating in the place Jesus has prepared for us. That will be the greatest homecoming of all. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for homecomings, even though they can be a little difficult. We know that there's so much joy that we can overcome any difficulties we expect. We pray your blessings upon this special day in the life of our church. But above all, help us experience your glory now. Help us not to be a memorial that just sits here, but to glory in what is done here, and because we exist and love Jesus Christ. May we bring glory to your name while we're at home in the body, so we will share your glory in the kingdom in that great homecoming of the future. For we ask your blessings upon us for now, for then, for always. Amen.